This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Of Candace O. Do you know who she is?
No.
African-American woman.
Okay.
Republican.
Sure.
Very outspoken.
Right.
And she took the tweets, the racist tweets, of the latest addition to the New York Times editorial board, Sarah Zhang, who had tweeted some pretty inappropriate things about white people.
Yes.
And she substituted the words black and Jewish.
Okay.
For the tweets of that woman. And she was immediately shut down and suspended by Twitter, where the original ones weren't shut down.
The newest member
of the New York Times editorial board was not. Yep. But if you don't understand that there's a bias in every single aspect of the every part of the media. You just have to face reality. So to answer your original question, I don't think there's a constitutional right to be on YouTube.
Right.
Or on Facebook. Right. All right. It is 9:01 and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
The $1,000 holler is on now at WAAF.
Here's the code word you need to text in for your chance to win.
All right. Code word this hour is fun, F-U-N, fun. You can text that code word to this text number to try to win $1,000 cash. 72881 is the text number. So text the code word fun right now to 72881. Message and data rates apply. And your next code word coming up at 10 right before the WAAF Workday Blitz and Looney Tune Tuesday both get underway.
WAAF.com. Rock news, concert listings, jock blogs, WAAF show podcasts, and stream us while you work. Head on over to WAAF.com to enter for your chance to win a trip for two to Seattle for 3 nights to experience Alice in Chains like never before. This is a national contest. WAAF on the air and online at WAAF.com.
Live the M life at MGM Springfield. M life rewards members earn valuable benefits on nearly every dollar spent at M life rewards destinations nationwide, including MGM Springfield. Sign up at Mass Mutual Center on August 11th and 12th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're there, enjoy music, giveaways, drawings, and more. Must be 21 or older. MGM Resorts offers GameSense information to its patrons to encourage responsible play. To learn more, please visit GameSenseMA.com. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem or concerns with gambling responsibly, call the 24-hour problem gambling helpline at 1-800-426-1234.
There's never been a better time to join the Sprint network. Right now, when you switch to Unlimited Basic, we'll give you 5 lines for just $120 per month. Enjoy unlimited data, talk, and text nationwide, along with special features that include TV from Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and global roaming in more than 185 destinations worldwide. In Mexico and Canada, you'll have unlimited talk and text, plus 5 gigs of 4G LTE data.
Switch to Sprint Unlimited Basic, and for a limited time, get 5 lines for only $120 per month. Act now. Hurry to a Sprint store or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Offer ends 8/16/18. After 1/31/2020, pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with autopay. One Hulu Limited Commercials plan per eligible Sprint account. MHS reduced to 3G speeds after 500 megabytes per month. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Video streams up to 480p. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Hi, Arthur Campbell, General Manager of Framingham Ford. You know that every Ford dealer pays the same for every car or truck? It's a fact. We know you have lots of choices when buying a new or pre-owned car or truck. We work hard to make Framingham Ford the best store in the Metro West to buy and serve as your next vehicle. Price, we try to win every deal, every day. Service, read our reviews. Customers love us. Finance, great credit, great rates. A ding or two in your credit, and we'll work hard to get your deal done. Route 9 Framingham, Framingham Ford. No one will sell you a Ford for less.
You're the coolest mom on the soccer field. Why? Because Workers Credit Union lets you bank from the sidelines. You're paying back Cindy for those orange slices all right from your phone. You're taking care of business now, but after the game, it's ice cream time. Those kids will be chanting your name like the goddess you are. You're banking like a bigwig now. Find out more at WCU.com. Workers Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and by MassShare Insurance Corporation.
Hey, Massachusetts. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I wear something I grabbed off the floor if it passes the smell test.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Yeah, I've tasted dog food before. It really didn't taste that bad.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
If I forget someone's name, I call them dude or man, and then avoid talking to them until I figure it out.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Massachusetts, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Summer is a busy time for everyone. Oh, sorry about that. But there's always time for a freshly made salad from Wendy's. Like the new Berry Burst Chicken Salad. Freshly grilled chicken, blueberries, strawberries, and hand-chopped lettuce, all topped with a raspberry vinaigrette. It's packed. Like my schedule. And now get $2 off any full-size salad when you download the Wendy's app. Yeah, hi, Mom. You know I'm at work, right? At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Rocket Mortgage is simple, so you can understand the details and be sure you're getting the right mortgage. Visit rocketmortgage.com today. Licensed in all 50 states. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 3030.
Well, it was recently a sad moment for me, not taking Breece Hill to college, but replacing my roof and spending a lot of money on my house up in Maine.
Yeah.
I try to avoid that at all costs. So if you're like me and you've been putting off a roof replacement, then you need to know about the Beat the Heat summer program happening right now at East Coast Metal Roofing. They're going to give you 10% off a brand new metal roof. And don't worry about it. Their metal roof can be installed on any style home. They offer 100% financing. Their roofs are manufactured right here in the USA, and they give you a lifetime warranty. One of the reasons I chose East Coast Metal Roofing for Maine was because they are an Energy Star partner, and their aluminum shingles reflect radiant heat. So my energy bill will be reduced, and so will yours. If you live in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, or Connecticut, then take my advice and give East Coast Metal Roofing a call. It will be the last roof you will ever put on your home. Their number is 844-611-ECMR. That's 844-611-ECMR. Or you can go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com.
And now, already baby powdering their sweat zones to prepare for the heat.
God, the heat really brings out your age, doesn't it?
This is the Tuesday Hillman Morning Show.
Going to be hot today. Temperature getting up to 96. The weather is brought to you this hour by the Mid-State Auto Group, and we've been talking about it all morning. but a miserable Tuesday when it comes to those who have to be outside for any extended period of time today. The AccuWeather real feel temperature will feel like it is in the 101, 102 degree range. And there is a heat advisory in effect and also a warning with regard to air quality from the EPA. So Godspeed on that today. Plenty of water
hydrate
and seek air conditioning if you can. If you love buying a car at Midstate Auto Group, then imagine how great it would be to work there. Ray is hiring techs to work at a state-of-the-art service facility in Auburn. Great benefits and pay. Go see Ray at Midstate Auto Group in Auburn today. And there is a screening of a documentary tonight over at the Coolidge Corner Theater. And Mike Shue brought this up the other day, and we thought it would be interesting to talk with Eric Green, who is the director of this documentary. And the documentary is about V66, which was an independent music video television station here in Boston, at which I began to work when I was just a high school senior. And Eric, thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, Greg. You have been such a strong supporter early on, as you recall, early on in this whole project when we first announced this. We reached out to you, and you immediately were on board. You talk about V66 all the time. Your formative years.
Yes.
Broadcasting.
Well, listen. If somebody says, "Would you like to be on television?" I say yes, absolutely. Of course, I would like to.
Hell yeah.
What made you guys decide? I assume it was growing up and watching it. But what made you decide to do a documentary on V66?
That's an interesting question. I've worked in all different areas of film and television production. I worked at Fuse, which was a music video cable channel, around 2004, 2005. And during the time I was there, I saw they were new. They were only like a year or 2 years old at the time. I saw they were already going in the direction that it took like MTV and VH1 years to get to, of incorporating non-music shows into their programming.
Yes.
So about a year or so after that, I was just out for drinks with some friends, and it just came up in conversation. Hey, do you remember V66? And of course, it becomes this cultural, you know, conversation starter where it's, oh, yeah, they played this video that was different than other videos. They had this DJ, the VJ. They had this contest and those sort of things. And, you know, I did some research, and the more research I did, the more rabbit holes I went down. I found all these people like yourself who got their start there and now went on to greatness in other areas of broadcasting.
Please don't say greatness. look where I am. It's really interesting. You have to explain. I'm going to have to explain this. I should use the old man voice on this. But at the time, 1985, when V66 debuted, it was shortly after MTV debuted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there was, believe it or not, not a large portion of the country that had access to cable television. So you might say, why would somebody want a local music video television network when you have a national one? The reason being was that there were a lot of people who had no idea what MTV was, and had no way to get it. So V66 you could get on channel 66. You just had to fiddle with the rabbit ears on the top of the television.
Yeah, but it was a game changer, man.
Oh, of course. You were probably watching it as a young man, I would assume.
Yeah, absolutely. And I discovered a ton of local bands. Because that was the great thing about V66. They showed you bands that you could see up the street.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, but my high school world revolved around MTV Friday night videos. And so, it's no surprise that V66 blew up.
What did you learn making the documentary that you think will be interesting to those who might go to the Coolidge Corner Theater tonight and check it out?
Yeah, so like you were saying, I mean, even if you're excited about music videos at the time, if MTV wasn't offered in your town, if cable wasn't offered in your town, you were kind of out of luck.
Right.
So here was this free channel alternative that was playing what was popular at the time. They played, you know, Van Halen and Prince and Madonna, but they also played local bands. So a band like Extreme, I know you're mm-hmm. friends with
yes,
them.
Yes.
Paul Geary's a featured interview in the film as well. And they were a local band years before their major label debut. They just got the money together to make a music video. A local film student, Scott Calvert, did a video for them, and they submitted V66 immediately put it on the air. Not even like any kind of corporate, you know, hey, it has to go through the screening process. No,
yeah.
They just put it on immediately, and that event years later was their major label debut. But so many bands, not just bands that were popular on the channel, but also bands that were influenced by it. There's the next wave of Boston bands like the Lemonheads, bands like Letters to Cleo, who Puddle of Mud, who were watching this and, you know, picking up instruments because of V66.
Because they were able to see music videos, which,
awesome.
Another old man question here. are bands still doing music videos?
Yeah. You can see a lot of them. There's, you know, to me, YouTube is like the new MTV.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
Well, the way MTV was, where if you wanted to see music.
Well, I think that's a very interesting point, which is that the message at the end of the film is that the idea of a free local TV channel that only plays music videos, that's kind of a thing of the past. But the music video as an art form is very much alive and well. And, you know, it changes every week. It's, hey, you know, this artist had the most amount of plays in 24 hours. The next
and
week.
So they, so artists are still focused on making music videos.
Yeah.
Still a story attached, or do they not do the long story music videos anymore?
The long form, the dramatic ones. I know Metallica on the last album, they made a video for every single song.
Yeah. They did.
Yeah. And they like kind of put it out the weeks leading up to the release of the album.
Yeah.
So they're very much into that.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't care if it's Metallica or anybody else, no one will ever make a music video that is as good as this number one hit from V66 and the A-ha video.
Love it.
Which was, as far as styles go, it was something really completely new at the time. And, you know, a lot of what I talk about on this show with regard to my formative years seems to be heartache. But I had, so I was 18. I was working there. I had a real crush on the receptionist. Very beautiful woman. And I used to go out to the reception area and be flirtatious with her. She was older.
Yep.
23, 24 or something. I was 18.
Sure.
And we had a flirty relationship. And doesn't the guys from A-ha come into town? And the one of them takes her out and smashes her.
Mows your lawn.
And it was
dude mowed your lawn.
It was a very, very depressing, very
That's
depressing
awful.
Moment for me. But there are, here's a texter who said they went to Boston University with Amy Cox, and Amy Cox worked there, and there were a lot of...
Mary Beth Livingston Cox. She was, her on-air name was Tracy Cox.
Tracy Cox was, yes. Wait, who was Amy who was the newswoman?
Amy Weaver was the morning girl.
Oh, she was the morning news person.
With Bill Stevens.
But you ended up really being able to, how much does it cost to make a documentary like this? It's a labor of love.
It's hard
right?
to say the exact number because we kind of did this on top of our day jobs, on top of our lives and everything. Yeah. So,
but you went all over the country to interview people.
Well,
and,
it's sort of like, we'd have, you know, videographers in certain cities help us out and that kind of thing. But it really was very fan-driven. Fans all over the country sent us VHS footage of the channel that they've been hanging on to.
Yeah.
Fans, you know, really donated to this and spread the word about
this. That's awesome.
So it's really a fan-driven film where the fans, you know, kind of willed this into existence and everything. So.
I notice you wore your V66 black t-shirt into
that.
The studio. I'm gonna get a picture of that. All right. What time is the screening tonight?
The screening tonight, it's at 7 p.m. at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline. And I do recommend pre-ordering the tickets. They are almost sold out. But if you cannot make it, it is also available on DVD. You can order it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart. It's also on streaming, Vimeo On Demand,
nice.
Fandor, Night Flight Plus, a bunch
That's
of different
awesome.
Services, Google Play. So, also, I just want to say, LB, the first movie I ever worked on was a movie you appeared in Monument Ave.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I was an intern on that film.
No way,
that was the
man.
First.
It's a fist bump.
Kind of cool. Full circle coming
well,
on the show
you.
Today.
Good on you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that is you. That is full circle. Yeah,
I
sure.
had a question. Did they run their own control board at V66?
Yes.
So yeah. they were actual VJs.
Yes.
As opposed
yes.
to MTV people who sat in a studio and everything was run
yes,
for them.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, John Garabedian, the station founder, his vision for the channel was to have it like a radio station where a VJ could do the controls for the cameras
right.
and the switching and everything.
Wow.
The same way a radio wow. personality could then wow. switch records and everything.
We actually broadcast live during the hurricane. I think it was Hurricane Bob. Or was it Hurricane
Gloria.
Gloria. It was Hurricane Gloria. And we actually broadcast live.
You guys stayed on the air.
Stayed on the air during the hurricane.
That's cool stuff,
which was,
man.
So, yeah. So it was... And you know, the very popular morning show before I began here 29 years ago, Bob and Zip, yep. were on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And they actually created a couple of really cool videos, one of which was a Squish the Fish video when the Patriots were playing the Dolphins. and nice. Or maybe it was a video with regard to I think the Patriots played the Dolphins in the playoffs before they played the Bears in the Super Bowl in whatever that was 86 or 80 yes,
85,
yeah.
86,
yeah and so and then they also did a video for Just a Big Ego, which was their parody of the David Lee Roth song. So all right, well, if you're somebody, I mean, listen, I think you'll find this interesting if you're a music fan, because you mentioned Paul Geary. What other artists are in the documentary?
Yeah, we also have Greg Hawks of The Cars, Danny Klein of the Jay Giles Band, members of several groups, Jeff Erna of Dropkick Murphys.
Nice.
A bunch of different Paul Geary and Halibut, both of whom were in Extreme at the time. And your buddy Ernie Bach Jr. has a brief appearance talking about his first impression with John Garabedian worth staying for the credits for.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, and this gentleman yes. right over here.
Yes,
Mr.
Hill.
Greg Hill.
Yes.
Everybody
a featured interviewee.
Had that one mission in mind, and that is we're going to create the greatest local music television ever. And I think, you know, we did it for a little while. I learned, you know, nearly everything I know about broadcasting, I learned there.
Well, it's not much. I don't really know anything about broadcasting.
That's fine. None of us do.
I will say, probably a bad period of time for me. I look a little bit large in the documentary. I wish you could have done something with that. I don't know if it was the angle or... I think you came to the house and did the...
Yeah, we came to your home.
And did the interview, and I should have been standing up. I should not have been sitting down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You had the frumpy look.
The chins are on full display.
You couldn't see
nobody has mentioned that. Nobody
said
that?
All right. Well, all right, don't forget
Greg
I brought...
them all.
Forget I brought that up.
But I do just want to say, Greg, you've tweeted about this many times. Mike has mentioned us in the Word on the Street. The WAF has been fully supportive of this documentary, and I really appreciate
it. Good. All right. Well, I think you'll find it interesting. It's a flashback in time to, if you think about the way you're able to use your media today, it's a flashback in time to probably a period of time that we wish was different, where the only way to watch a music video was on a UHF TV station here
right.
in Boston. Channel 66, which didn't necessarily come in everywhere,
yeah.
you know. So, all right, it's Life on the V, and right, that's
yeah,
a,
Life
that's
on the V, the story of V66.
Okay,
and it's tonight at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline at 7 p.m.
All nice. Right, Eric Green, thank you. By the way, what was your favorite video of all time?
Favorite? I guess the easy answer is Thriller.
yes.
Excuse me.
I'd say, I think the Aerosmith trilogy of Crying, Crazy, Amazing is probably up there.
Danielle, what was your favorite video of all time? If you can only pick one of all time.
I honestly, I'd have to think about it because I wasn't like super, super into videos.
Yeah.
So like here and there, but there's nothing that's like jumps to the top of the list.
One that I'm sure was exclusive to V66 was, I believe, East Side Girls from the Stompers.
Yes,
that is such a great video. It is so painfully local.
Unbelievable. What was the Van Halen video with the teacher?
Hot for Teacher.
Well, you know, I would say that they're probably their most. The video that was most groundbreaking that they did was probably Right Now.
Yeah.
You know, because it had all those all the phrasing about what was going on. And yeah. What's your favorite video of all time?
That's a tough one. There's a lot.
Loverboy?
No.
I didn't play Kid.
I'd have to say the live version of Red Barchetta from Rush, the Exit Stage Left Tour. Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
That's a good one.
Let's see. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg. I had an idea for your appearance in the video.
Yes.
Get the guy from AHA to draw you. It'd be perfect.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
That's outstanding.
We should get the caricature artist of the Boston Globe to draw me for an AHA video with my tiny, tiny little hands.
Give you big hair.
Yes.
How about Glass Tiger? You guys roll Glass Tiger on V66?
I don't think we were. Maybe that was a weekend play or something. Yeah. This is Frank. Hello, Frank.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Frank?
How you doing? I remember V66 very well. I remember they used to play the Chiquita by Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah.
And let the music do the talking.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, Aerosmith, actually, you mentioned that period where they had some really good videos. And it was it Alicia Silverstone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who was in? Yes. Oh, that's the thing. Actors and actors.
Yeah, they started getting into it.
Actors and actresses used to want to be in a music
video.
They did.
It's Alicia.
What did I say?
Alicia. How dare you?
Yes. She's hot.
Alicia.
Aerosmith had just reformed with Joe Perry and Brad Whitford at that time in 1985. And so I guess they only had some of the older videos that Joe Perry and Brad Whitford were not in. So I guess around that time, 85, 86, at concerts, fans in this area were demanding that they learn how to play Lightning Strikes.
Yes. Well, we did a live broadcast on V66 from the Manning Bowl in Lynn, where Aerosmith played live. Now, you heard me adjusting the iPod. I will say that this is also an amazing video. Dexter really liked Fine Young Cannibals and Johnny Come Home when it came to videos. Wow. Of the 80s. Yeah, Dire Straits. I mean, this video was wildly popular.
So, funny story with this song.
Yes.
V66, they have MTV imagery and they have the chorus, "I Want My MTV," when V66 played it. They replaced the imagery with V66.
Yes.
And the chorus was, "I want my VJV."
Yes, I want my VJV because it was WVJV.
Nice.
Yes. And we actually went up at Christmas time. We didn't, there was no video for a certain Christmas song. And you can imagine what artist I demanded that we go make a Christmas video for.
Of course.
Can you imagine?
I don't know. It's
Can
probably
you guess?
Not someone
we don't
that
have
you
to
really
imagine.
Like.
Right.
No?
So there was
obsessed
no,
with.
There was no video for Santa Claus is Coming to Town. So we actually went up to Salisbury Beach.
Sure.
And we made our own V66 video for Santa Claus is Coming to Town. So we had something to play at Christmas time.
Wow.
So, all right. Well, listen, the documentary is, the showing of the documentary is tonight. Coolidge Corner Theater starts at, what did you say, 7?
7 p.m. And for more information about the documentary, lifeonthev.com.
All right, Eric Green, thank you for coming by.
Good job, Eric.
Thanks so much.
Awesome.
And allowing us to travel down memory lane. LB prefers Inspiration Point, but we traveled down memory lane on the show this morning.
Whether your workday sounds like this or this,
Or that. It all starts with a WAAF Workday Blitz. Weekdays starting at 10 a.m., you'll get over an hour of non-stop rock with no commercials. Thanks to Mid-State Auto Group in Auburn. The WAAF Workday Blitz.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
There's never been a better time to join the Sprint network. Right now, when you switch to Unlimited Basic, we'll give you 5 lines for just $120 per month. Enjoy unlimited data, talk, and text nationwide, along with special features that include TV from Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and global roaming in more than 185 destinations worldwide. In Mexico and Canada, you'll have unlimited talk and text, plus 5 gigs of 4G LTE data.
Switch to Sprint Unlimited Basic, and for a limited time, get 5 lines for only $120 per month. Act now. Hurry to a Sprint store or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Offer ends 8/16/18. After 1/31/2020, pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with autopay. One Hulu limited commercials plan per eligible Sprint account. MHS reduced to 3G speeds after 500 megabytes per month. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Video streams up to 480p. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Paying for college or paying off student loans. Now, there's a math problem. But DCU can help you finance or refinance at rates that can make college a little more affordable. Find out what a DCU student loan can save you at DCU.org or call 800-328-8797. Federally insured by NCUA. DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union.
Well, it's Tuesday, and if you find yourself saying that there's only 3 more days until the weekend because you're not that happy at work, then listen to this. You should be happy at work. You should be happy at your job. And my friends at Rodenheiser want you to join their team. They are growing at a massive rate. And right now they are hiring between 30 and 60 technicians. So they're hiring teams of HVAC install technicians, plumbing technicians, and electricians. If that's you, Rodenheiser offers endless benefits, full health and dental insurance, a generous 401k plan, 3 weeks paid time off, and even tuition reimbursement. Go to their website, rodenheiser.com, to apply now. That's RODENHISER.com. They've been serving the Metro West community for years, starting in 1928, and they're great people to work with, and you'll really enjoy it at Rodenheiser. Don't be wondering when the weekend is going to get here. Love your job. Love Rodenheiser. If you're looking to make a change, they are looking for you. Just visit Rodenheiser.com.
Take on your day the sweet way with the new brown sugar cold brew at Dunkin' Donuts. Cold steeped for 12 hours with a sweetness that'll charm the taste buds off the go-getter in you. That's right, bold and sweet have finally come together in a deliciously infused cold brew that's naturally flavored and totally smooth. Dunkin's new brown sugar cold brew. Bold meets sweet. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
This is Dan Soder and the Hillman Morning Show. We'll be back in 60 seconds or less. So, you know, go light up a cigarette, take a drag, and come right back in. I'm kidding. I know you're vaping, you loser.
Back to School 101 from Staples.
Today's lesson, modern dance. Staples has everything your kids need for back to school at low prices. So when your son finds the Gotta Have It backpack he's been wanting at a Gotta Have It price you've been wanting, you'll both break out your happy dance. Go to staples.com/weeklyad for a coupon to get $5 off your $25 in-store purchase of school supplies. Staples, the back to school specialty store.
Offer ends 8/11/18. Exclusions apply. See store staples.com for details.
Hey, Massachusetts, this is your governor, Charlie Baker.
You're not the typical politician, so I don't worry about you, but I just need to get these kind of things on audio so I can play them back to your people.
Is that Charlie?
WTF.
And now, back to the Hillman Morning Show on WAAF.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
What's going on, Brian?
Hey, quick question. I'm trying to go back in time here. Did 66, did they have a tower up near Lake Boone and Stowe?
In Hudson. That's where the V-66 tower was.
Hudson. Okay.
In Hudson, yes.
Was that
yes.
up in the Lake Boone area, like right near the line? I think I remember that.
Yes. Well, kind of,
okay.
Yeah, across, like across on the Hudson side of Lake Boone, right across from there, yes.
Did they broadcast from there, or? Or that was just where the tower was.
No, that's just where the tower was. The studios of the video music TV station that we were talking about earlier, V66, were in the building on Speen Street in, I believe that's in Mike Shue's hometown of Natick, which is like a pink
looks
building.
Like a Spumoni.
Great. Oh, now I have to have Spumoni for
it's
lunch.
A good day for
Do you
it.
Like Spumoni? Spumoni?
Yes, I like Spumoni. What? You've never had.
No,
I love people who've never had Spumoni. Spumoni is so good.
What are you talking about, kid?
It's like the Italian dessert, Spumoni.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's an ice cream. It's like an ice cream, a layered ice cream,
like a terrine.
A lot of people don't like pistachio.
Right. I love pistachio.
You like pistachio
ice
cream?
I don't like does it have the cherries in it? The Spumoni cherries.
Yeah,
not crazy about the cherries, but I do love the pistachio.
You don't like? I like cherry ice cream. Cherry ice cream is great.
Yeah.
Oh, because you have the frozen cherry.
Yeah.
It's good. It's
I like
good.
Cherries and but, cherry things, but yeah. just that.
I like
that
cherries
that.
Off the tree. Otherwise, I don't. I can't stand it.
Okay, George Washington.
I know that you love the Dalai Lama expensive cherries.
The Luxardo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm listening.
You have to have Luxardo. Danielle loves Luxardo cherries.
Christmas gift.
Yeah. All right. It's 9:36. Speaking of Christmas gifts, Shu, have you seen the Red Sox shirts with the player names in the Star Wars font that are all the rage with nerds?
Yes, I've seen them. Waiting for the Star Trek version.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Maybe right, some kind of engineering red jersey. Although red jerseys are bad luck. I hate to even talk about that right now.
Yeah.
But with the number and the name on the back.
That's like that Goofy Bird jersey Cam invented.
Yeah. Let's see. This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Dave?
You're talking about crazy videos. How about Peter Gabriel and Shock the Monkey?
Great video.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Was it the same down here, like a right up high school to Friday nights? That was makeout session with your girl and your buddies, and everybody met at somebody's house, you know, every different Friday to watch Friday night videos, and it was awesome.
Yeah. No, I think that was probably something that was, I think people did that. There was a texter says, are you asking if high school kids got together with their girlfriends watched
me? You're not that much younger than me. You worked at V66 in 85. I'm like, did you guys do the video thing Friday nights? Did they have that down here?
Did we watch? I don't know. I don't know what the question is. I guess that's why I was asking you. What is the question?
Was V66 not about music videos?
Yes, it was.
So was it a rite of passage? For high schoolers to make out with their buddies and their girlfriends.
Not with their buddies. No.
The girlfriend could be there, buddy.
No, no, I said girlfriends. I said girlfriends.
No, there was no making out with the buddies, right. But I mean, whatever. Right. To
you
each
guys
his
are
own.
Boring.
To okay. each his own.
You never had a buddy? That's a Joe Rogan line.
No wonder Melissa Philbrick's married to some pool magnate.
What? That's not gay. You never had a buddy?
Oh, man.
Hey, subscribe to the AAF email right now, and once a week we will update you with can't-miss audio, video, concert updates, and the very best contests and the information that you need in order to win them. So get the AAF email now when you go to waaf.com/email. That's waaf.com/email.
Have you seen this guy that's gone viral because he's playing the rude tipping game with servers?
The rude tipping game?
The rude tipping game, and people think it's inappropriate.
They think, oh, what he's doing is inappropriate?
Yeah.
So what does he do?
So the guy at the start of the meal leaves $5 on the table. And for everything a server does wrong, he takes $1 away. And he says that it is encouraged. This actually dates back a couple of years, but it's seen a resurgence in popularity this week, and several news outlets are reporting on it.
What a jerk.
So, and first of all, $5, depending on what you're eating, not even an appropriate tip. But it's his little game, and he's like, you know, the wife and I go out to dinner, we do this thing, and I leave the money out, and as soon as the waitress realized, you know, that that was going to be your tip, I got the best service of my life. And people are saying, well, you know, you've clearly never worked in the service industry and you have no idea how it works, that, you know, the service in a restaurant is not solely dependent on the actions of your server. It's also, you know, everyone else involved in the place. And they're just saying that there's a lot of outrage on the internet over the last couple of days over seeing this screenshot recirculate.
Well, what does he say? That he gets amazing service because he does this?
All the time.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
There's actually a Cheers episode years ago. There's an obscure reference. I forget if it was a man or a woman did it to Carla, Rhea Perlman's character, and said, see that? There's a bunch of dollar bills on the table. That's your tip. And if you make a mistake, it's going away. So you better be on your game. Something along those lines.
I don't know. I think we've discussed this before on the show many times, but I think the average person right now is probably tipping 20%.
Yes, 20.
I think
standard.
So.
I mean,
that's
standard.
I think
standard is 20.
It used to be 15% was standard, but that doesn't seem like enough to me. And
I always felt like it was the old standard, as it was explained to me, and I don't know if you ever heard this analogy, was that 15% if there were no tablecloths and 20 if there were tablecloths.
Oh,
did you ever hear that?
No.
Years ago, I forget who said, I don't know if it was my grandfather, somebody said that to me. Yeah. But I mean, 20 is a baseline for me.
Sure.
And if I'm going out for breakfast, a minimum of $5.
Yeah.
Because it's the food's less expensive. They're still probably doing as much work.
You don't
still
tip 20 on breakfast?
She's saying that $5
minimum.
Breakfast is
so if my breakfast is
$10,
I'm not leaving $2.
Right. Okay.
And I understand people, like not everybody has the, you know, financial means to be tipping at free random, but if you can't leave an appropriate tip when you go out and you're one of those hardos that's like, well, blah, 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 they don't tip this. Don't go out to eat because that is in the, I like when people bring it. Well, they don't tip in Spain. Like, well, that's Spain. Yeah, we're in a country where the established standard is that servers make a wage that's way less than minimum wage, and they make it up in tips.
Yeah, no, they don't. They don't tip in
Europe
in
yeah,
London,
right.
And if you go there not knowing that, then you really feel like a fool after about 2 or 3 days in when somebody says, you know, you don't have to tip here. And you go, oh, well, geez, nobody told me that when I left them, you know, $40 on the dinner the other night.
Do you still do that out of guilt, though?
What, leave a tip?
Yeah.
Oh, no, if that's their rule, that's their rule. I don't, why, do you
I
do
think,
that
I think, it goes hand in hand with what you have. If I order a burger and I have a burger and a beer and it comes to like $13, I leave double. If it's we go for dinner at the Capitol Grill,
you're leaving more.
$260. Then you're in the 20% to 30% range.
Well, plus it's a different level of service. You know, like Greg always talks about when you go to certain types of restaurants, you know, they go through steps of service.
Sure.
So what you're getting for service at the counter at your local diner, not the same thing that you're getting at like a cab girl or someplace else.
Here's a text asking if you also tip on tax, like the total amount.
I usually do. A lot of people get nitpicky about that. I just find it's easier to find the bottom number and double it.
Right. Well, but those are the people who are adding the check up and then determining what everybody ate right. and charging them exactly. accordingly.
The most infuriating thing is people that don't tip on alcohol or wine.
Why do they not do that?
I don't know why, but I've been to dinner with people where we order a bottle of wine and they'll calculate the tip. Yeah, I don't allow people to handle the check at the end of the meal if I know they're going to do this. And I'll be like, if say it's like a $60 bottle of wine, I'm like, the tip's not right. It's not like, well, I don't tip on the wine. I'm they still came over and served it and poured it. It's part of the meal.
I'm like, yo, man, where do you find the energy?
I know.
Can we just like simplify the whole deal?
It's cheap.
What's the number?
It's cheap. Bang. This is the only arena in which I will say that Greg is not cheap is when it comes to tipping.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome. Well, it's because you're in the business now.
What about a buffet? Do you do you tip the buffet when they're picking up
yeah.
the... Yeah. Yeah. Hold on a second. This is Sal. Hello, Sal.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. I went to... I was in Scotland back in 95 with my ex-wife. She was from Scotland. And at a bar, it was okay to say to the bartender... get yourself a pint, you know, and you would leave a little extra. You'd get yourself a pint, and that was acceptable. I remember back then. I don't know how it is now, but so it was a tip. But I don't know. That's it was acceptable, I guess, back then.
Yeah, I think it. I mean, it'll change. You know, there's some that are advocating for, you know, minimum wage. You know, there's a separate minimum wage here in Massachusetts. When it comes to servers and bartenders and
which
and,
I think is bogus.
So you think it should be
minimum wage is minimum wage. So if somebody's making $11.80, the bartender, the waitress should make. They don't work any less harder than you do making minimum wage at a hotel. Changing sheets.
But then people argue the tipping model should go away if that's not the case.
People choose to tip. Do you leave money at your hotel? I leave money every time I leave a hotel room. I leave a tip.
Right, but I'm saying for the restaurant industry, a lot of people will say that if you're going to move to a standard wage like everyone else, then they're not going to tip. And I know a lot of people that are like, especially lifers in the restaurant industry.
No, they don't want.
They don't want it because they make good money.
They want to make good money from tips. Yeah. They don't want the.
And let me save you the effort on the text line, people. Well, how many of those people do you think claim all those tips?
But the people are still going to make the tips. It's the owner that pays them the minimum wage.
But what I'm saying is if it's a standard that restaurant employees are getting 11, 12 bucks an hour, people aren't going to tip.
People won't tip anymore.
Because it's not a tipping model. So why should, you know, why should you tip on that if someone who's doing, you know, your AC
totally
doesn't get
correct.
A tip?
You totally nailed that.
You are a very intelligent individual, and I respect this slight discourse.
That is a great call on the whole tipping model restaurant industry.
What are you saying? You want them to be you want to have the higher wage, and you're still going to tip.
You're not going to go to a restaurant. Like, do you go to a restaurant and the first thing when you walk through the front door go, oh, they only make $2, so I'm going to totally tip them extra. You don't know what they make. You don't walk into a restaurant and go, I wonder what that lady makes for a wage. You're going to tip accordingly to service.
Well,
I think
it's a scapegoat for
restaurant owners in that industry, bar owners. It's a scapegoat for those guys not having to pay.
What, Danielle?
I'm letting him speak. I'm letting him voice his opinion on this, and that's fine.
You don't believe people...
Don't raise your voice. We can talk about it like adults. It's fine.
So, Danielle.
Yes.
If you walked into a restaurant and everybody... So they made it... They had like a 6 o'clock news on Channel 7 and said that everybody makes... legit minimum wage, $11.50 an hour. You'd really walk into a restaurant, order dinner, and then go, F you. I had great service. I'm not tipping you.
I think most people, or a good portion of the public, would argue that if you're getting a standard wage, the whole model of the tip model is that you're not getting a full wage, so the tip acts as compensation.
That's not the question I asked you. You're just making
that's what we're discussing.
Tell me.
Me personally, I would still tip.
So do you think most people would walk into a restaurant
Because there's no need to if you're making a standard wage.
They'd be like, oh, they don't make $1.75 anymore, and it's all about tips. They make an actual, whoa, wait a second.
No, then people won't tip.
$11 an hour. They wouldn't tip?
No, they wouldn't, because there are a lot of other people making. No, there are a lot of other people that currently make $11 an hour that don't work under a tip-based model. So yeah, people wouldn't tip on top of that.
That's not the industry. We're not talking about.
It would be if they changed it to a standard wage. Yeah, but
we're talking about a restaurant. The simple question was, is that I believe most decent people that go out to any restaurant, no matter what the person made as a base salary, would tip accordingly to service.
But the 20% tip wouldn't be a standard. Because that tip is to make up for what they don't get. Because it's like working on, like, real. You have a lot of real estate agents. They work on commission-only, no salary.
They should make minimum wage and then get tipped accordingly on service.
Do you know how expensive it would be to go eat if that were the case?
Yeah, well, the meal would be much more.
Captain of industry over here.
There's another excuse not to pay people accordingly.
Well, I mean, Well, no, I don't think you know. When I say well, I'm saying I don't think you know what the average profit margin of a restaurant is.
Didn't you see Bar
Rescue?
First
of all, Hillman, you know what? You want to get into the whole business thing.
If your restaurant
is a good restaurant, bud, your profit margin is going to be very good.
Not if you have to pay a standard.
Danielle, if your restaurant sucks and you can't afford to pay somebody a legit wage, then your restaurant sucks.
Do you tip the Home Depot worker?
I don't know. Of course, that's my point.
But why don't you?
If you're tipping everybody who's making
minimum wage, why don't you tip the Home Depot worker?
If you're going to tip a restaurant employee that's making $11 an hour, why don't you tip the guy at Home Depot?
Because it's not the same thing.
Why?
Because the Restaurant Depot guy, I don't walk
the
into...
The Home Depot guy.
I don't walk
Restaurant
into,
Depot is great, by the way.
That is a great spot.
Love that place.
I don't walk into Home Depot and give the guy a list of getting all my crap and then bringing it up to the till. And if he did that
If he did that for you, you'd tip him?
You asked me the question.
You would tip him?
If I walked into Home Depot and I put a shopping cart in front of a guy with the vest on and said, here's my list of crap that I need from Home Depot, I would tip the guy.
You would tip him. So you just tip random people all the time,
no,
all kinds of
the
occupations.
The guy's walking around Home
You're
Depot.
You're just throwing 20s, 50s
the guy's
at people
walking
left and
around
right.
Home Depot, Make grabbing all my stuff from me while I stand there and do nothing. Just like when you go and sit at a table and someone walks back and forth to the kitchen, refills your water, gets you a Coke, gets you a cocktail, and that's why you tip them.
Do you tip at McDonald's?
If the McDonald's person walked around and got me a bunch of McDonald's, I don't have to tip the McDonald's person because I stand there.
Well, they're only making minimum wage and they're at a restaurant.
And they're going to get the, they're going
and
back
they're serving
to get
it.
The food.
You win. You win.
What? Why? They're going back and forth
well,
to get
find another
stuff.
Analogy. I just
no, no, no. I'm just
your
calling
analogy.
Out
no,
your
you
hypocrisy.
Didn't. That was an excellent analogy.
That was the exact analogy.
What?
You're a hypocrite.
What's the exact analogy?
You're a hypocrite.
The one he just made about fast food restaurants.
Let me ask
they're
you this.
They're still going to get the food that's been prepared.
Let me ask you this.
What?
They have the donation jar in front of every till at McDonald's. Do you put your change in it every time?
No, because I
do.
I make a bulk donation so I can take a tax deduction.
I do.
But that's not a tip. That has nothing to do with it.
It's the same difference.
No, it's not.
What
are you delusional?
You're right. Danielle, you know what? Jeez. I want you to have the greatest week ever.
I know, buddy.
You're
I
right.
want you to have
You're
one,
right.
too.
You're right. I'm wrong.
You're amazing.
So what's the difference?
Smart.
What's the difference between a tip and when you get 90 cents back in change at McDonald's after you grab a Big Mac and a Coke.
And put it in the Ronald McDonald's charity box?
Exactly.
That's not going to the employees.
I just love you how you guys nitpick. It's so great.
What? Right. How?
I know.
So
it's the exact same thing.
No, it's
You're
not.
Giving money away to someone that you don't know.
Making a charitable donation and tipping someone based on a service
Danielle,
provided are not
just
the same
admit
things.
To me, you're giving money to someone you don't
so
know for
I'm doing
a
that to the
service.
IRS every week.
You're right.
Is that the same
you're,
thing?
You're right.
Paying
babe,
taxes, that's the babe, same thing as tipping
babe,
a restaurant employee?
Babe, I've never seen you look hotter than you look today. You're awesome.
This is Andy, and then we got to get to the second Hill Mill real quick. Andy, yes, go ahead.
Hey, LB, how you doing, man?
What's up? What's up?
The whole thing that gets screwy here is the guy who fixes ACs and all that stuff isn't going to do it anymore. Nobody's going to do that if all of this model changes and you get waged out and tipped out because you're going to be making so much more money. Why would anybody else do anything but that?
LB, I'm just going to text.
You're a nitwit. I don't even know what that call was about right there. That analogy was worse than me. You know what? Don't smoke the second joint on the way to work.
No, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, do that. You might need it right now. Sorry, I could probably even use one.
Operating a crane, don't do that.
LB, just got a text from one of our assistant producers who, in fact, make minimum wage. They'd like to know if you're going to be tipping them today.
Yeah.
Forgetting your sports audio.
Be nice if you did.
You know what? To be honest,
I do.
You want me to
tip them out?
Hey, come on in. Come on in, TV12.
We have other things.
Anybody
going
else
on
give those guys money? Because I take them to Red Sox games. I give them cash. They're our interns, and yes, I tip out our interns and our guys that are
they're
employees.
Interns. They're employees, but you know.
Okay, so I tip
them
out.
If we had interns, LB would tip them.
I'm sorry,
also.
Danielle. You ever give TB12 money?
Not this crew of guys. Our last round of guys, I did.
Yeah. Okay then. Scramble, scramble, scramble.
There's no scrambling.
Yeah,
you
no,
asked a
hey,
question.
No, anybody set up taking the guys to a Red Sox game in August?
No, because some of us have stuff to do during the day.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just grabbed like, you know, six tickets for $200 bucks a pop to take the fellas to the Red Sox.
You're paying for those tickets?
Yes.
I don't want to interrupt you, but Mike Shue is going to die in about 3 seconds, so we probably should get to the next one.
I know what Greg's doing here. I know exactly what he's letting LB go until he says, you know what? We don't have time to play those hillmails about Julia getting naked.
All right,
it's 9:50. It's 9:54.
We'll do it. Let's do it. Let's go ahead and do it. Here for you now are the hillmail voicemail messages that you left over the previous 2 hours with regard to any particular topic that's on your mind.
8:04 a.m.
Good morning, show. I just want to thank you for all the great motivation every day. I love listening to your show. And, Hillman, weren't you on the cover of the Herald Naked back in the 80s? Yeah, that's when I started listening. So, have a good one, Julia.
End of message.
Billboard. Naked billboard. I was on a naked billboard.
8:11 a.m.
Hey, Greg. Just be happy Breeze isn't a freshman at St. Lawrence this year.
End of message. 8:18 a.m.
That's not Julia Hill running through the campus naked. All that is Julia Hill running through the campus naked.
End of message.
Torture. This is torture.
8:22 a.m.
So, Julia's going to go run naked, huh? The only reason why she let you announce it is so she can laugh as the listeners light you up. On another note, I got to start calling the boys. We're planning a road trip. Have a nice day.
End of message. 8:40 a.m.
Greg, why don't you tell Julia you're going to do the naked race with her? Then you won't have to worry about her even showing up.
End of message.
All right. There you go. You got your shots in. We got to go. Highlights of today's show will be available for you if you missed anything as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com. That's WAAF.com. Up next, the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial free, and a text code word that you can text in to win $1,000 cash. That is coming up next, and it's Looney Tune Tuesday.
Yay!
So you get Looney Tunes as well. For the rest of the day here at WAAF, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Every Tuesday, WAAF gets loony.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know.
Today, starting at 10 a.m. on WAAF, it's Looney Tunes Tuesday.
But my dog is community property.
Looney Tunes, at the top of the hour every Tuesday, only on WAAF.
Buying a Harley will never be easier during the Last Chance 10 event at Sheldon's Harley-Davidson. We're out to sell 100 bikes, so now is the time to buy. Trade in your current Harley and keep your same payment when you buy a new Harley, and payments as low as $99 a month on select models. Harley finance reps will be here to get you approved. No games, no gimmicks, and no tricks. Everyone is approved during the Last Chance 10 event starting this Thursday at Sheldon's Harley-Davidson, Route 20, Auburn.
Financing for those who qualify. Same payment applies to select models only. See dealer for complete details.
Hillman here. It's well known far and wide to have energy and be productive. One of the most important things you need is a good night's sleep. My Pillow has changed my sleep experience for the better. No more tossing and turning, flipping the pillow, and changing sleep positions all night long. I fall asleep faster, and in the morning, I'm more rested and ready to take on the day. My Pillow can help you fall asleep faster and get you into that restful, deep, healing sleep. If you haven't gotten your My Pillow yet, now's the time. You get 50% off a My Pillow 4-pack when you use the promo code WAAF at checkout. The 4-pack includes 2 premium My Pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows. The My Pillow people are so confident you'll love their Made in the USA product. They offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's 50% off the 4-pack, which includes 2 premium My Pillows for your home and 2 go anywhere pillows for the road. Call 800-928-4087 and use the promo code WAAF, or go to mypillow.com and use the promo code WAAF.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, you wouldn't spend more to get the exact same thing, would you? No. So when I tell you that Straight Talk Wireless runs on the same cell towers as the big guys but charges up to 30% less, you see where I'm going with this, right? Get America's best 4G LTE networks for less. The new Ultimate Unlimited plan is just $55 a month. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. At 60 gigabytes, we may review accounts for violations of terms and conditions found at straighttalk.com.
Weekend plans, Dave?
I booked a mountain house on Booking.com.
Booking.com, huh? What if I want a tree house?
Booking.com.
Okay, what about a haunted mansion? But the ghosts are friendly and just really misunderstood.
Booking.com.
Whoa.
Hotels and so much more. Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Echo Store Technologies is the presenting sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.